Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Over the past two decades, the writer and director Nanochka Khan has left her mark on the comedy world. From writing for American Dad to showrunning Fresh Off the Boat to directing Netflix's Always Be My Maybe, Khan has shaped a long list of cultural touchstones. Later this month, Khan is back with another sitcom that delves into the backstory of a celebrity before he was famous. Young Rock, which Khan co-created, is based on the life of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The series follows Johnson from his childhood in Hawaii to his days as a football player for the University of Miami. And Khan says there's something that appeals to her about the personal stories of these larger-than-life figures.
What's interesting to me is the roadmap of people before they get to where they're going. And I think somebody like Dwayne, his road was so twisty, and you know, there were so many turns and there were so many ups and downs. And, you know, he's one of the most famous people on the planet. So I think that there's some familiarity with him, even, you know, cursory, like in passing. But I think there's a lot that people don't know about him. And I think it's fascinating, you know, how do you get from point A to point B to point Z? And that those are fun stories to tell.
Ahead of the February 16th premiere of Young Rock, I spoke with Khan about the show and whether Hollywood is finally starting to greenlight more projects like the one she's made, often centered around Asian American and Pacific Islander characters.
It's certainly trending in the right direction, but you know, when you start standing still, there's a lot of road to reach before you're actually running, you know? And I think the more movies, shows, anything, any sort of media element that centers people of color, that centers women of color, is a good thing. And I think there has to be more. And, you know, there's more than there has ever been, but there's still a long road to go.
On so many different levels. I mean, your own family is Iranian American, and I'm wondering if you've ever considered either creating media that reflects that experience, or what your sense is of the Iranian American story as it relates to our broader media. I mean, how many, you know, actors or writers or producers are doing what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. I mean, I would love to, and I'm investigating different projects, you know, circling that sort of area, because I think, look, everybody's experience is so unique and so different, but there is like a shared sort of certain cultural touchstones that I think when people see reflected in any, you know, movies, TV, whatever, resonates with them. And for me, I would love to find something that can sort of bring my experience being an Iranian American and also, you know, a queer American. You know, I have a lot of intersections in my life. You know, I'm a gay woman of color. And those are like, those stories are fewer and farther between. So, and that experience is very specific. You know, that's not everyone else's. So, yeah, I think it's a challenge, and it's something that I would definitely and am, you know, am certainly looking to explore.
We both work in industries that, as women of color, at least, that we are often one of few in Hollywood, in writers' rooms, in newsrooms. You've spoken about being the only woman in the writers' room, especially when you were starting out in Hollywood. Is it still a boys' club, or has it gotten better?
It's certainly gotten better. You know, I think that there's so many great shows out there. Honestly, you can I think, track it back to the more opportunities to create content for different kinds of creators. You know, once the kind of the disruptors came in, you know, all the streaming platforms sort of blew everything up. And there's so many more opportunities for people to tell their stories. It's not just, you know, a handful of cable and a handful of broadcast. I think when the opportunities opened up, the people who sort of are now getting chances, you know, are people of color, women of color, queer creators. And I think it's getting better for sure, you know, just because there's more opportunity. And, you know, it's tough for me to answer, is it still a boys' club? Because I've been lucky enough to kind of you know, be leading the charge on my own projects for a while. So I make sure that it's not, you know, but I can't, you know, I'd be curious, you know, being a staff writer today on someone else's show, you know, what does that feel like? I definitely would think it would be better, but I don't know if it's a true parody yet. I'm sure it's not.
You've worked in film, you've worked specifically in Always Be My Maybe was a deal with Netflix, which, you know, sort of like you said, was a disruptor, really changed the paradigm. But you're also working with network television. Do you see there, other than sort of the opportunity limitations that network television has that maybe Netflix may not have, is there a reason why you want to continue working with networks in addition to working with places like Netflix?
Yeah, you know, for me, I'm really interested in telling all kinds of stories, and it just depends on the creative project. You know, something like Young Rock, because Dwayne is so big, like we said, you know, he has such a big tent, like his stories, I think, can really resonate with a lot of people. I think it's a big tent show. I think it's a show that can appeal to a lot of different age ranges, you know, cultures. Like, it's just, it's like Dwayne himself. And I think there's a lot of optimism and positivity in hearing his story. And there's a lot of hardships that he goes through, but I think it's okay because you know that, you know, Dwayne turns out all right in the end. You know what I mean? You're not too worried about him. So you can live in those sort of emotional moments a little more in Young Rock that maybe than, you know, in your traditional network sitcom. But I think going back and forth between something like that and then, you know, making films for Netflix, it just sort of, it scratches all the itches. You know what I mean? It hits all the buttons because then you can kind of tailor things in different ways, you know, and that again is a testament to sort of where we are now in terms of the content demand, you know, that the fact that there are options and we don't have to just tailor it one way or the other, you know, it's a good time to be telling these kinds of stories.
We're obviously in a pandemic, and we have been now going on a year. But that hasn't stopped creatives and film production crews from working necessarily. I actually passed one recently, not too far from where I live here in New York, that we're filming. And so I'm wondering what that's been like to film during a pandemic. I know that you all have shifted production for Young Rock from Los Angeles to Australia. That's a pretty big shift. But what else has it been like?
Oh, man. I mean, it's been a real challenge, you know, in all the ways that you think, you know, in all of the COVID precautions and the safety requirements, all which are extremely important and necessary. And, you know, everybody's in their pod. It just changes the entire way the production is run from how we've all been used to. So there's that, but also creatively it's been a challenge because, you know, as a director and as a writer producer on set, you know, working with the actors is something that it's so integral into what I do, and it's been a challenge. You know, you've got masks on, you've got face shields on, and you're trying to express with your eyes, and you're, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a different way of communicating that I think is something that, you know, had to kind of be learned, and, you know, you have to get used to that. But yeah, we were lucky enough to go down to Australia, and, you know, which they've handled the pandemic in a completely different way. You know, we were happy that Universal TV Group sort of made that deal, and we were, you know, able to go down there and then to Atlanta after that and shoot some stuff with Dwayne there. So
hope all of you are out there staying safe. It's definitely crazy times that we're in right now. Given that fact that we're in these, you know, unprecedented, I know that word has been used so much, but we really are in unprecedented times, and they can be challenging. They can be difficult. Lots of folks are really having, you know, hitting the wall, if you will. And one thing we're doing is asking a lot of our guests how they have been, more than coping, how they're finding joy in the moment. How are you finding joy, Nanochka?
Honestly, like, being able to be creative is a big part of it. You know, having had that opportunity to make Young Rock during this past year was a huge factor for me, because it's one thing where we're all sort of isolated in our houses and in, you know, with our own households, and you can't really see friends, you can't see extended family. And the way that I like to communicate and sort of bring joy to others is by storytelling. I mean, that's what I do. That's what I've always done. And so that brought me joy, you know, being able to know that I can still have these stories be filmed and shot and, you know, have these reach other people that are maybe feeling just as isolated. You know, it's something about sort of connecting through storytelling that made me really happy. So that's really what I'm focusing on.
Nanochka Khan is the creator and showrunner for Young Rock. Nanochka, thanks so much.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you.